October 10th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Think of the glory of a conversion of heart. One moment the soul is being cast about like a leaf in the wind, with no direction or purpose. The next moment he knows Jesus and is filled with the warmth of the Holy Spirit. He is led into the richness of my grace. He understands the great mysteries of the faith and accepts his lowliness before me. He is filled with the desire to know me better and to love me. He loves his neighbor. He respects and desires to obey my commandments. His life has meaning beyond the material world. It is for this reason I urge your rosaries for the conversion of the heart of the world. Think of the great order such a conversion would bring. People would be living to please me, not just themselves. My commandments would hold up in court, as the justice system would know the difference between good and evil based upon my commandments. Order between good and sin would be restored in all the world. This is how it will be when my son returns. Pray daily for the conversion of the heart of the world." A note is given to read Daniel chapter 3, 20 through 22. "And he ordered certain mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their mantles, their tunics, their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was strict, and the furnace was very hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.